British politics has been full of surprises lately. Brexit, upstart new political parties, and big defeats in Parliament for the government. But today's news about who will be the next Prime Minister of the UK had a sense of the inevitable.
And therefore I give notice that Boris Johnson is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
So Boris Johnson has beaten his opponent, Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, to lead the Conservative Party and replace outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. Now, though, comes the hard part. Can Johnson keep his party and the country together as he tries to steer Britain out of the European Union? From London, here's the world's Orla Barry.
His victory speech was classic Boris Johnson, upbeat and optimistic.
I say to all the doubters, we are going to energise the country. We're going to get Brexit done in a new spirit of can-do. We are going to unite this amazing country and we are going to take it forward. I thank you all very much.
Johnson also needs to unite his Conservative Party, which won't be easy. Just shortly before the announcement of his win, there came the news that the Education Secretary would be resigning. This follows the pledge by three other Cabinet members that they will step down when Johnson takes office. Boris Johnson's challenge now is to fulfil his vow to deliver Brexit before October 31st. There are many in the centre-right news media who don't think he can do it. Here's the Financial Times political editor, George Parker.
I think it's hard to see how he delivers Brexit. If he doesn't succeed, there are a lot of people in the Conservative Party who will be lining up to bring him down. And he could go down as one of the worst and shortest-lived British Prime Ministers in recent times.
But Johnson today rebuffed the newspaper's pessimism.
I read in my Financial Times this morning that there are no incoming leader. No incoming leader has ever faced such a daunting set of circumstances, it said. Well, I look at you this morning and I ask myself, do you look daunted? Do you feel daunted? I don't think you look remotely daunted.
European leaders have offered their congratulations. Among them, incoming European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who will be at the heart of the upcoming Brexit negotiations.
I'm looking forward to have a good working relation with him. There are many different and difficult issues to tackle together. We have challenging times ahead of us.
On the streets of London this afternoon, the mood was more downbeat.
I think it's just the next Trump, to be honest. Just hoping for another election, maybe.
Horrified. You think two huge powers run by these white men with blonde floppy hair who don't really care what they say so long as it's a popular opinion.
I think it's quite sad for our country, to be honest with you. I think the people deserve the truth.
Many now will be watching where Johnson turns first. Which does he view as his closest ally, Europe or the United States? Donald Trump had openly supported Johnson's bid for Prime Minister and today he tweeted his congratulations, proclaiming he will be great. Trump will be watching closely as Johnson deals with his most immediate crisis, a standoff with Iran over a British oil tanker seized by Iranian authorities. The country's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, today urged Johnson not to see Iran as an enemy.
I think it is very important for Boris Johnson, as he enters 10 Downing Street, to understand that Iran does not seek confrontation. Iran wants to have normal relations based on mutual respect.
Boris Johnson will have to make a quick decision on the team that will deal with the Iran crisis. Will he keep the man he beat in the party leadership race, Jeremy Hunt, in his position as Foreign Secretary? It's a decision he'll have to make in the coming days, now that he's won the leadership.
The campaign is over and the work begins.
And tomorrow, the man who once said, "I've got more of a chance of being reincarnated as an olive than becoming Prime Minister," will go to Buckingham Palace and be formally appointed Britain's new leader. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.